In a rare show of unity, European leaders have come to a consensus on the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal in Britain. They agree Russia was responsible. European Council Chairman Donald Tusk says there's no other plausible explanation for the incident, and he's leaving open the possibility of further retaliatory steps. Britain has been trying to build support since the attack almost 3 weeks ago, when Mr. Skripal and his daughter Yulia were exposed to a deadly nerve poison in Salisbury. It's left them in a critical condition. Several countries had already declared their allegiance to Britain over the matter, including Germany and France. Luxembourg Prime Minister Xavier Bettel is standing firm too, although he says he wants to see proof.
By solidarity, I mean that we are all standing behind Great Britain and we are all convinced that the truth must be found. It must not be the case that we don't explore all possible solutions. I used to be a lawyer and I always like to begin by listening before I come to an end solution. I won't make my judgment before I listen to everything.
And Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė has announced she's considering similar measures to Britain, which expelled 23 Russian diplomats in retaliation.
I think that all of us, we are considering, the first, we fully support United Kingdom in this situation, and we support the measures United Kingdom is applying, and all of us, we are considering such measures. The same I'm doing also as President of Lithuania.
Symbolising its support, the European Council says it will recall its envoy to Russia. Arriving at the meeting, Ms. May had one goal in mind, uniting the leaders in the face of what she called Russian aggression.
It's clear that the Russian threat does not respect borders, and indeed the incident in Salisbury was part of a pattern of Russian aggression against Europe and its near neighbours, from the Western Balkans to the Middle East.
Russia has steadfastly denied all allegations and criticised Britain's handling of the investigation into the poisoning. Russia's ambassador to Britain, Alexander Yakovenko, says Britain's past shows it can't be trusted in matters of international law.
History shows that Britain's statements must be verified. We demand full transparency of the investigation and full cooperation with Russia and the OPCW.
Further straining tensions, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson recently compared Russia's hosting of the upcoming Football World Cup to the 1936 Olympics in Nazi Germany. Mr. Yakovenko was outraged.
The British government is free to make a decision about its participation in the World Cup, but nobody has the right to insult the Russian people who defeated Nazism and lost more than 25 million people by comparing our country to Nazi Germany.
A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, says what he calls the insulting and unacceptable remarks reflect poorly on Mr. Johnson. Back in Salisbury, a policeman injured when he attended the scene of the attack has been discharged from hospital. As for the Skripals, authorities say they could suffer lifelong impacts from the poison and may never fully recover. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.